This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I like to do this every once in a while. A little Kansas City history. It was on this date in 1825 that Kansas City's future first mayor was born. He would be sworn in as Kansas City mayor in April of 1853.
Wow.
There is a boulevard named after him. Would you care to guess his name?
1883, first mayor.
1853.
There's a boulevard named after him.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Paseo?
No, it is not.
Is it Linwood?
No, it is not.
His
name was William S.
Gregory?
Gregory, that is correct. Kansas City's first mayor, William Gregory.
How many times do we drive by signs all over town?
Oh, give me a break.
And we have no idea, you know, you just know that there's... Well, Roe's a bad example because of Roe Bartle, but...
And Cleaver.
But yeah, you drive by, like, Quivira or Flum. Who's a Flum? Why do we spell it that way?
What's your name, sir? Bill...
Flum.
Flum. You know, it's always considered to be quite the honor...
Yes.
If somebody names a street after you.
Yes.
Yet, I'm going to drive home tonight, and I'm going to go past Metcalf.
Yep.
No idea. Antioch. Having a clue.
Yep.
Neiman. Quivira, Long, Flum, and I will have no Monticello.
Schweitzer.
And I have no idea.
Do you think Schweitzer went his entire life, like when he went to Starbucks? Switzer?
Oh, for sure. Lamar?
Well, Lamar.
No, I don't know Lamar.
Hunt.
That is not who that street is named after.
Well, that's what I would have guessed.
That was his first name.
The donut guy?
Lamar Hunt.
I'm just saying.
Former owner of the
Chiefs.
We've
got a lot of Lamars around here.
I understand, but I guarantee you Lamar Road.
You don't know that. Hold, please. Who is Lamar Street named after? Whatever. Lamar.
You need to be specific.
Okay. It is named after Lucius Quintus Cincinnatus Lamar. He served as a congressman, senator, secretary of the interior, and he was a Supreme Court justice and liked donuts. I think he also started donuts.
Did he start a football team?
Maybe. It doesn't say. I didn't read the whole Wikipedia page, Scott.
Now, are we sure that this is Lamar Avenue in Johnson County?
That is what this says. Lamar Street in Kansas City.
Is named after what? Lucretius?
Lucius?
Gravitatius?
Quintus Cincinnatus Lamar.
Was he Greek?
Lamar from afar, the name of a forgotten 19th century statesman from Mississippi, is recalled on a street, quote, where he never lived. Hmm.
And that would be Johnson County.
Yeah. Huh. Now, here's something you would like. Mr. Lamar witnessed Robert E. Lee surrender to Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox in April of 1865.
I'll be darned.
Lamar was also a former slaveholder.
Oh. Well, we might need to fix that then. By the way, Johnson County, of which the namesake was also a slave owner.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to rename everything where somebody owned a slave, I bet you could probably start at Roe. Well, not Roe.
Go all the way down the line.
But you can start at Lamar. And just keep going west.
Lamar's political career, often punctuated by acts that seemingly place principle above popularity, was such that John F. Kennedy devoted a chapter to the Mississippian in Kennedy's 1957 Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Profiles in Courage. When you're reading Kennedy's book, Profiles in Courage, there's a Lamar in there. That's our Lamar. Might have been the donut guy, but we're not sure.
It might have been the future Chiefs owner.
Whatever.
But we don't think so. An Upper East Side tenant in New York City says she was forced out of her apartment and into temporary housing after a ceiling collapse in her bathroom unleashed water.
Oh.
And much more. The incident has since gone viral on TikTok, raised concerns about building safety and pest control in aging New York City rentals. Carolyn D., a 30-year-old marketing professional, said the ceiling of her $2,400 a month studio apartment gave way one night in July. Shortly after she returned home from a trip, she had noticed a large crack above the toilet and contacted the super, who told her he would be by the next day.
Because isn't your toilet below the person above you's toilet?
Probably, if you're in an apartment unit, yeah. Hours later, as she lay down to sleep, the ceiling broke apart. She says, water starts falling everywhere, and then I look to the ground, and in the debris, all I see are cockroaches.
Oh, gross! Wait, was the weight of the roaches so much that it fell in?
No, it was the water.
Oh, you just have to kill me.
Caroline, who has lived in the apartment for 3 years, said she screamed, climbed onto her couch to avoid the cockroaches, and called her super immediately. She left the apartment, spent the night in a hotel, avoided to return to stay overnight in the unit since, living with a friend in the days that have followed.
I would never go back. Ever.
All right. Earlier this year, Jamie Haysenjager got into a car wreck while working as a mobile pet services provider. She was supposed to get a payout of $30,000, but her car title never showed up in the mail. Weeks passed. Mm-hmm. She waited. Haysenjager finally went to her local DMV to figure out what was going on and learned that the title had been returned to sender. She eventually got the title after more than 2 months, but she is still trying to replace her vehicle because the process was delayed. But Haysenjager lives in East Lynn, a small Missouri town of roughly 300,
okay,
an hour south of Kansas City. She and many residents say they've been struggling to get their mail years.
This is the town that doesn't have mail.
Important mail like medication, checks, bills often take weeks to arrive or don't arrive at all.
Scott, I read this entire story last week. It's been in the stack. We had a lot going on last week. They had a small post office, like with one postmaster, mm-hmm, you know, probably P.O. Box 1 kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Small post office. And then there was a fire several years ago. After the fire, because this is such a small town, they went to just P.O. boxes only. So that anytime someone addresses something to you at your address, these people all have houses where they live. Anything that is addressed to you at an address does not get sent. It's only a P.O. box. That's it. That's all they get.
And they get those for free. You get your...
The USPS said because of what happened, like they have to provide you a mail outlet.
Well, it's easier for them, the USPS, to say, come to one central location, we'll give you a free P.O. box. And that way we don't have to drive all over this county, you know, where it takes like 5 minutes to get from one house to the next, literally wasting gas for a 50-cent stamp or whatever they cost these days.
The town, quote, has no functional postal service.
No worker.
One resident says it is, quote, genuinely insane.
Okay.
What, I don't know what you do because, Scott, the population centers are growing and the small towns are shrinking.
That's correct.
We know this all over America, not just here.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to come a time if you grew up in a town with 300 people in it that not everybody is sticking around and you need generations and generations to stick around and then have babies that stick around. Mm-hmm. And when that stops happening, things like this happen.
But the Postal Service is constitutionally required. It's in the Constitution.
Can you imagine if you have a large check coming from, you know, let's say there's a death in the family, all right? And you were named in your mother's will. There are times where there's important paperwork sent to your house. All of that is getting lost in the mail.
And
I don't know what the answer is.
I mean, there is a town between Leavenworth and Tonganoxie called Reno, Kansas. R-E-N-O, Kansas. Population 27. Do they need a post office?
Roughly 1.3 million Americans have a no-fee P.O. box. 1.3 million no-fee P.O. boxes are offered to people who do not have a carrier go to their home.
Hmm. And what do you do in tiny, tiny little towns in western Nebraska, northeastern Wyoming?
Scott, I don't know because this problem is not getting better. It's going to get worse.
And in a lot of these towns, and I'm not trying to be flippant. In a lot of these towns, what do you have? What do you have in these small little towns? Older people.
Oh, yeah.
Who need medication.
Well, and who also need their bills, Scott. You know, my grandma and grandpa, as they got older, God rest their souls, you know, going down to the mailbox and grabbing the mail, even if they were bills, I don't want to say that was their entertainment for the day.
That's their socializing.
But like on Sunday, like, what are you doing? Well, there's no postal service today.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's so bad in East Lynn, Missouri, that one real estate appraiser said she ended up getting a post office box 35 minutes away in Lee's Summit for the checks that come in from her clients because she says, I can't trust the mail service here. Now, the post office room that they have is always unlocked, Scott. So people can go in and out.
Yeah, sure.
But there's no one there.
294 people live there.
Well, 294 people that deserve to have mail.
I'm not disputing
But they
that.
Can't staff it. Who are you going to get to move to a town of 294 people to be the mail sorter there? The answer is no, but they can't get anyone to do it.
And I'm starting to wonder if we don't go more towards that model where, sorry, 294 people that live in East Lynn, you need to drive to Lee's Summit and get your mail there.
You can't do that.
Go once a week.
You want a 90-year-old woman with glaucoma to get in her car once a week just to go get her mail because she'll do it.
Well, I understand.
Don't you get in between Marge and her mail.
I understand.
It's not practical to tell people you got to drive 35.
It's also not practical to keep a post office open in a town of less than 300 people.
It's constitutionally
required.
Yes.
I understand.
We can't say it's constitutionally required only for people who live in population centers.
But at what population level do you draw the line?
Well, probably more than one.
Okay, so what if we have a town like Luckenbach, Texas?
Okay.
From the famous Waylon Jennings song. I believe is population 4.
Okay. They probably should
consolidate
with the nearest smaller town. You can't say to somebody, drive 40 minutes, sorry.
Let's go to, who's waiting the longest? Steve in Olathe. Steve, good afternoon. Hello.
I love this topic. Thanks for talking about it.
Yeah.
I got an easy solution. Easy solution. You just have the mail sent to all the local Dollar General stores. The people are going to be there anyway.
Those buildings never go away. You got a point, Steve.
Hey, let me tell you. I have some land down here. There's a little town in Missouri called Climax Springs. Great little community.
Yeah.
Population 127. It's got two, not one, but two Dollar General stores, one on each end of town. Having said that, I don't know why we have the mail service at all. There's so many alternatives to it. They at least ought to maybe go to one day a week max delivery. But there's so many alternatives. I'm not sure why do we even have the U.S. mail service?
Well, partly because it is required in the Constitution, and it would take a constitutional amendment to reverse that. But to your point, and it's a good one, Steve, what do you do? Like, let's say we do privatize the postal service, which already is quasi-private public. What do you do when, you know, they hand it off to Amazon or to UPS or whomever, and they say it's just not worth delivering up to Barrow, Alaska, at the very northern tip of Alaska? We lose money.
So we're just not going to do it.
So we're just not going
to do it. That's why you have to have it federally protected. Now listen to this. These people in East Lynn are being told, you need to tell everybody, do not send it to a physical address because from this point forward, it's only P.O. Box. Like, you're not going to get anything sent to your house anymore, okay?
And you can't blame them for that because the houses are 5 minutes apart from each other.
To that, I would say, and one of the residents echoed this, there are many places where you go online to get something delivered and you cannot type in a P.O. Box. Hmm. And I don't know how medications work. Like if you're on that GoodRx program that everybody's always trying to get me to sign up for and I refuse, there are places like that, and maybe Amazon's one of them, where they will not accept a P.O. box.
Hmm. Okay. By the way, I need to update. Apparently somebody died. Luckenbach, Texas, population 3.
Oh.
So it just got smaller. JT in Shawnee. JT, hello. JT, yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I know of a town in Washington State. It's called Oso, and the population is 12, except for the height of the logging season, and then there's 17. But they have their own post office right there in Oso.
And how does one spell Oso?
O-S-O.
Okay. O-S-O.
Yeah. And it's, you know, basically everybody goes to the post office to pick up their mail because there are no deliveries. And the family that owns the grocery slash gas station slash clothing store slash everything, they actually do the sorting of the mail, even though they don't work for the post office.
Okay. JT, thank you for the call. The American Postal Workers Union and National Rural Letter Carriers Association protest the privatization of USPS, and here's why, exactly what you said. It would harm rural communities because rural mail routes do not make a profit.
That's correct.
And because of that, you privatize that, they are the first ones that would be cut.
So what would end up happening is, let's say you turn it over to Amazon or UPS or, you know, FedEx or whomever, or there's some new company that springs up and they take over the privatization of the postal service. Small towns are going to be cut out because it wouldn't be worth the money in gas to drive the mail out there. Or you're going to end up with where they say, okay, Dana Wright, you want to send a letter to New York City. That's 12 cents for a stamp.
Right.
But you want to send it to St. Francis, Kansas.
Yeah. It's $5.
That's going to be $5.50, and we're going to send it next week with everybody else's. Chris in Belton. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I live right between East Lynn and a little town called Latour.
Latour.
And, in Cass County, Missouri. L-A-T-O-U-R is Latour. And you're talking about the Postal Service in East Lynn. That postal service is actually, in my opinion, it's functional. There's Garden City is just 5 miles, 6 miles away.
Okay.
A functional post office also. Latour used to have one, and they decommissioned it because the population just wasn't there to support it.
Mm-hmm.
But that changed the the prefix on our phone for the house, and then they said my address now is no longer Latour. My address is Garden City, and I had no option on that. But I get my mail, and I don't have an issue with the mail service. Gravel road, and every day the mail service comes, bar Friday and Saturday, but it is functional, and I haven't had any issues yet. I've been there for 32 years.
Well, then maybe, Chris, it makes more sense for East Lynn to merge with
Latour. And here's an, you know, we were talking, I was going waxing poetic at the end of last hour about how many school districts there are in the state of Kansas. Just around this radio station, there's a post office right over here by the Target, and then there's another post office in a strip mall where the old Lucky's used to be on Johnson Drive. There are literally two post offices less than 1 mile from each other.
Look this up when you have time. There is a proposal called Regional Transportation Optimization, RTO. And it's an initiative that would focus on streamlining some of these very topics we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to mail something today and have it delivered by tomorrow, those days would be gone.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll grab a couple more real quick and then get moving on to something else. Jeff in Gladstone. Hi, Jeff.
Yes, hi. Just one thing about the mail. My fiance and I, we're about to be married here in October, and we've had problems since we set out save the dates to the actual invitations and everything.
What do you mean? Yeah, people just aren't getting it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're talking she has had her bridal shower, and maid of honor sent them out 3 weeks ago. And my mom, who sent them out was up in Liberty, and my parents live right here in Gladstone, and they still have not received it.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And our save the dates, some people, it took almost 4 months for them to get the save the dates.
Four months? 4 months?
I'm not joking about this.
I got a gal that I used to coach in soccer a handful of years ago. She was on Sarah's team, if that gives you a time frame. She's getting married next year. She called me or texted me and asked for my address. I gave it to her. I got that save the date within
Yeah.
5 days.
If you're having that many problems, I would also do an I hate the Evite for a wedding. I know.
It's very impersonal.
To cover your bases, I would just say we're having some trouble with the mail. Save this date.
Jerry in Bonner Springs. Jerry, hello.
Yes, sir. I was raised in a small tri-state community up in northwest Missouri. And the towns consisted of Conception, Conception Junction, and Clyde. And our population in Conception was 112. And we had a post office there. And we also had a post office in Clyde. It wasn't much bigger. And I delivered it from Martin City to Clyde because that's what I did, was haul over oversized loads. And as far as I know, it's still there. And it's not much bigger than Conception was.
Well, but isn't that a waste of money? And I'm not knocking small towns. But isn't that a waste of money when you have a town of 112 people and it has its own post office? And then you wonder why the Postal Service never, ever makes a profit and constantly has to be subsidized.
Well, this is quite a while ago because I'm 80 years old now. And as far as I know, they still have the one in Clyde, though.
All right.
Jerry, thank you for the call.
Be well, my friend. And last word goes to Mary in Prairie Village. Mary, you get the last word. Hello.
Hi. Okay. I was just going to say, in Prairie Village, when my mailman is on vacation, or one time he had surgery and he was out for a week, we don't get mail. They don't use the substitute. You just don't get any mail. And you can't call. You know, no, the post offices don't answer the phone now.
No, good luck calling.
Complainers. What?
Good luck calling.
I know. You can't call. You can't talk to anybody. So you're just out of luck. That's all.
Can you not go to the post office and just pick up a bundle of your mail that should have been going to your house, but because you're...
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you... I've never tried that. You might be able to.
Yeah.
I don't even know for sure which post office I would go to. There's a little teeny one in Prairie Village. I don't think that holds the mail. It'd probably be that one there by you by Target there. Huh. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But, because that's a big regional one, I think. I don't know.
It's pretty
anyway,
big.
Yeah, you're just kind of out of luck. Thank you.
Okay, be well. All right, take care.
You know the one upside of not getting your mail?
You don't have to pay bills.
You wouldn't get your mail. Like, think of all the junk. Think of all the return to sender crap.
Mm-hmm. What percentage of...
80.
Okay.
80% of the stuff that comes into my mailbox goes straight to recycling.
Mm-hmm.
I grossly underestimated how much mail I'd get as a first-time homeowner. My wife and I bought our first house in March. Every single piece of mail that we get is some window company or a siding business plumbing or whatever trying to get us.
Wait till an election.
Have you also noticed that they will send you, they've gotten clever, they will send you in these little envelopes and it looks like a thank you note, like a little thank you note.
Yes.
And it looks like it's got real writing and it says neighbor. And you think, oh, is someone welcoming me to the neighborhood?
Yep.
No, it is a scam. Do not open it. It says, oh, call now. We're going to offer you 20% off on gutter service or whatever.
Yeah, I think the new neighbor's just being nice to me. Nope, it's just some business trying to get my money.
I got one that was handwritten, just like you're talking about. I totally forgot about this. You know, Scott Parks, my address, it looks nice. I'm thinking, is this like one of the kids that I went to their graduation party in May and they're just now getting around to sending out thank you cards or something? Blah, blah, blah. I open it up. It's a guy. He's a realtor. Very crafty.
Uh-huh.
Are you interested in selling your home? If so, can I be of service? And I'm like, that's good.
That is next level
there. That is very crafty.
That is next level.
Yeah. Logan, wait until an election, man. Oh. You have not had a stuffed mailbox until it's November.
So, I'm really not looking forward to that now.
As the search continues for a 28-year-old man who allegedly killed 4 family members, left their baby alive, thank God. Authorities say they've arrested and charged 2 other men accused of helping the suspect after the slayings. The suspect, Austin Drummond, is considered armed and dangerous following the killings of 4 people, 38 years old, 20 years old, 15, and 21. The victims were killed on Tuesday of last week and found along a road in Lake County in northwest Tennessee near the border with Arkansas, Missouri, and Kentucky. They have now charged 2 other people with helping him after these murders. The TBI said it obtained warrants charging 29-year-old Tanaka Brown and 29-year-old Giovanni Thomas with accessory after the fact of a first-degree murder. Okay. Now, the killings were not random, obviously. And he is wanted on 4 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of kidnapping.
They said anything about a motive in the case at all?
Neither that one nor the one in Montana. The one in Montana, they think he is obviously mentally unstable. Apparently, he was in the military. He has horrible mental issues. And he walked into the one in Montana was in a bar called The Owl. And he walked into the bar at 10:34 a.m. A.M. And he was a regular at that bar at The Owl in this tiny little town in Montana. The name escapes me at the moment. And he obviously probably knew the owner. One report I saw on CNN said more likely than not knew the 4 people.
Yeah, they're all regulars.
Everybody was a regular. I mean, it's 10:34 in the morning. If you're sitting at the bar at 10:34 in the morning,
you're a regular.
I'm not judging.
No.
But you're probably there at 10:34 at night, would be my guess. Anyway, so in the last week, we've had 2 quadruple murders in the United States. And I didn't even hear about this Tennessee one until over the weekend.
Yeah, I heard about it over the weekend. And they're relatives of his, so yeah. I would imagine some kind of a family dispute, not wanting to speculate, obviously, but strange to kill 4 members of your own family
and then leave
the baby alone. And then for these 2 people who are of no relation to anybody that's a part of this situation to become involved in it. It's just a strange story all in all.
Did you see in a Facebook post over the weekend in the Montana bar case, the Montana Department of Justice shared a photo of the suspect as he fled the scene.
Wearing nothing but underpants.
Wearing nothing but black underwear.
Mm-hmm. And then he commandeered a truck, which, by the way, the person in the truck just happened to have clothing and shoes.
That's not that unusual.
I've
got clothes in the back of my car.
Okay. I have a pair of socks in my backpack. That's it. There are no clothes in my car. I thought that was weird. Maybe it's not. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. So we now have the date for the recall election of Jackson County Executive Frank White. It is going to be on September 30th of this year. It gives the county's election board 10 weeks to hold an election. 43,000 petition signatures were gathered by the end of June, calling for this recall election. So it is September 30th, 2025. All right? And that's the end of that story until September 26th. Scientists say they have at least solved the mystery of what killed more than 5 billion starfish off the Pacific coast of North America in a decade-long epidemic. Starting in 2013... A mysterious sea star wasting disease sparked a mass die-off from Mexico to Alaska. 5 billion starfish died.
God.
The epidemic has devastated more than 20 species, continues today. The worst hit species was the sunflower sea star, which lost about 90% of its population in the first 5 years of the outbreak. Healthy sea stars have puffy arms sticking straight out, but the wasting disease causes their arms to grow lesions, and then their arms actually fall off. Bacteria that has also infected shellfish is the culprit. Wow. Okay.
Did you hear this? We might bring this back as a topic. The University of Kansas Health System issued a safety alert on Sunday after a homicide suspect escaped while inpatient. You know, one of those alerts went out to students at 39th and Rainbow over there, Scott, at the KU hospital campus.
Right.
One of those texts went out to students that there is an immediate security threat at 39th and Rainbow. It stated that at approximately 1:30 in the afternoon, a homicide suspect escaped while being treated at the University of Kansas Health System. In an update, another message said it's all over. We got him. And the media team over there said the same. No further information was released. So this is a homicide suspect. Keep in mind, Scott, police arrest people wanted on bad things all the time. And then every once in a while, one of them goes, oh, I'm having chest pains. And they, by law,
have to take them to the hospital.
But aren't they cuffed? Like, we all know people in the medical field who will say, I have treated somebody while they are handcuffed to the bed. If you are a homicide suspect and you, quote, have chest pains, and you've got to go to any of the hospitals, because it happens, there are a lot of times, let me just tell you, fun fact, people don't want to be arrested. And so they make up all kinds of things. Once someone is a suspect in a hospital, whose custody are they in? You have to remain under, you are under arrest, right?
Theoretically, yeah. I would want them cuffed.
Well, yeah, think about the nurses and the physicians. I'd be like, look.
They've got nothing to lose.
I'll check your heart out here, and that's all fine and good, but I don't want you mobile in any way.
As long as your arms are strapped to the side of this bed.
We don't have any other information on how that happened, but my God.
Huh. Okay. United Airlines flight was diverted shortly after departing Washington Dulles International on Friday when an engine failure caused the pilot to make a mayday call. It was United Flight 108. It was en route to Munich on Friday evening. And here's what the pilot radioed to air traffic control. Engine failure, left engine, United 108 declaring an emergency. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Air traffic control asked the pilot if he could make its way back to the field by turning right. There's nobody between you and the field, said the air traffic controller. In the recording, the flight diverted back to Dulles, landing safely at 8:33 in the evening, according to FlightAware. Is it me, or are there a lot more things going on in the sky lately than we heard before?
It's in the stack all the time.
Almost every single day, we can find you a story just like this one. When we get back, we talked about this at the very tail end of the 2 o'clock hour of the program. And as we get ready, teachers, to head back to school, one school district, I believe this one is in Nashville, calling on teachers. You can post your wish list on Amazon or wherever, but you cannot use the school's name or the district's name.
Like the people on their social media pages don't already know where they work.
Get to that in just a moment. And what a crime it is that teachers have to pay for a lot of that equipment
Bingo.
Out of their own pocket.
Bingo.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Back after the news with Dan Weinbaum in 2 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.